Today we'll talk about variety in the spiritual life. We'll also look at an amazing story about the power of God. Stay right where you are. Here we go. Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. It's a beautiful day here in southern New Jersey, and I'm glad to be with you. My name is Gary Zimek. I'll be hanging out here for the next 30 minutes. Got a lot of great things to talk about on the show today. We're going to look at the Mass readings from Wednesday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time. And I'll tell you what, the first reading is just such an incredibly powerful story, and it's a reminder of what God can do. Sometimes we look at the problems in our lives and we get stressed out because we lose sight of the fact that God can do miracles. He can still perform miracles. When we look at this reading, I want you to remember that He can still perform miracles in your life. The problem often is that we lose faith in Him. We just start asking, and if it doesn't happen fast enough, what happens? We often stop praying. So we need to really continue to pray for that gift of faith to increase in our lives so that we can go to the Lord and really let His power work in our lives. And also we're going to talk about variety in the spiritual life from the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone. I like this because this has to do with the spiritual practices that we all have in our lives, the way we pray, what we read. Every one of us has a different way of growing close to the Lord each day. We've got certain spiritual practices. Now, if we don't have them, we should have them. But, and this is something that I've been learning and I've been really experimenting with over the past week, so this is very timely. It's a good idea to switch things up sometimes, because if not, what can happen, not always, but what can happen is we can get stuck in a rut. And we don't want to do that, okay? So we'll talk more about that on the program today. You know, while I'm thinking of it, by the way, thank you for continuing to send in your donations. I still need more to keep going, but I was thinking about this when I was driving today. I absolutely hate to ask for money. I hate to do it. I do it because I owe it to the Lord. That's why I do it. So, and you are fantastic because you're responding, and I'm very, very grateful. Very grateful that you're a listener, that you're helping me out here, and that we're able to keep this show going. I am still a long way from being in the clear, but if you could continue to pray about possibly contributing to my work, I would be very grateful. And you can do that if you decide that you're able to do it. And again, as always, don't put yourself in any financial jeopardy. But if you'd like to see my work continue, and you might want to become a monthly sponsor of the program, that would be very big. If you can do that, or maybe make a one-time donation, you can do that by visiting followingthetruth.com and clicking on Donate. While you're on the website, check out Mystic Monk Coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink, as well as the link to Amazon.com. Anytime you shop at Amazon.com, if you just use the link from my website, that would also help me financially. I get a little bit of a profit each time you purchase something. So these are ways you can help me. And of course, please keep me in your prayers. I love doing what I'm doing, but it is a challenge. It is a challenge to get the funds to keep doing this because I do support my family through my work, through my speaking, through my writing, through donations. It's the only way we make it. So I'm so grateful to you. Thank you. And if you're able to maybe give a little bit more, I would really appreciate it. Thank you. I want to keep this thing going. Got lots of good stuff, including total consecration, which, God willing, if I'm able to do it this year, and my plan is to do it, we're going to do something that's never been done before. I'm going to use the Frankenstein monster of total consecration. I'm going to take a little bit from each of the different books that I have in order to come up with what I think is an outstanding preparation for total consecration. We'll talk more about this. This is going to be unique. It's going to be one of a kind. So whether you have already made your total consecration and you want to renew it, or you're making it for the first time, check it out in the fall. You are going to really, I think you're going to be really moved by the way we're going to do it this year. And then again, if I'm still around, and I always like to say that, I can't presume that I'm going to be here, or assume, whatever the right word is, assume, presume, some kind of assume. I can't say for sure that I'll be here tomorrow. So that's why I always like to say, God willing, or if I'll run out of money. I just don't know that. But in the in the winter, the fall and winter, we're going to do our Advent retreat once again. That's another thing that's coming up. So got lots of good stuff in the works. I want to take a sip of my beverage du jour, which is not Mystic Monk coffee, but it is coffee today. See if you can guess. It is Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Yes, I have some Dunkin' Donuts. I talk about Dunkin' Donuts a lot, but I forget that it's, I don't think they're quite a national chain. They're in a lot of different cities, but they're not everywhere. So Dunkin' Donuts is a chain of donut shops. They're primarily known for their coffee. They're known more for their coffee than they are for their donuts, but the coffee's really good, and they sell it in the supermarket, and that's what I'm drinking today. And I hope you've got a nice beverage, hope you got a nice snack, and I hope you're ready to settle in and talk about some good things. A couple of quick updates. For those of you who are following my kidney stone saga, especially Neil and Cindy, if you're interested in this, I heard from my buddy Neil, who's going through something similar. I got good news today. I went for an ultrasound of my kidneys, and I am all clear. No kidney stones, so it was a bit of a false alarm. Thank you, Lord, for that. I am not anxious to go through the whole kidney stone process again, so thank you for your prayers. And, Lord, thank you for letting this be a nothing. The other thing is, if you live in, I've got a couple appearances coming up, but I want to highlight that I will be speaking at the IHM National Homeschool Conference in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So if you're in that area, please stop on by. That's going to be June 24th and 25th in Fredericksburg. I'm the MC of one of the days. I'm giving a talk on the other day. There is no cost for admission, so come on in, say hello. I'll have my books there for sale. I'll have my family there, my CDs, my DVDs. Got all kinds of stuff, and I'd love to see you there. The following month, on July the 6th, I will be speaking at St. Paul's Parish in Tampa, Florida. So if you live in the Florida area, I'll be speaking at St. Paul's Parish on Wednesday, July the 6th. Thursday, July the 7th, and Friday, July the 8th, I'll be speaking at the Tampa IHM Homeschool Conference. So I'm going to do a lot of things while I'm down there. I'll also be appearing on the local radio station, the local Catholic radio station, Spirit FM in Tampa. I'll be doing that on Thursday morning. So lots of good things. I'm looking forward to getting to Florida in a couple of, just a few short weeks. Won't be that long at all. So if you're in the area, please stop on by. And there was no admission charge for any of those things. And let's see, we've got some other things coming up after that, but I'll keep you posted. All of my upcoming speaking engagements can be found on my website, followingthetruth.com. If you want to check out my schedule, stop on by. If you happen to be in the area, I'd love to see you. Okay, that's about it for the news. Let's get to my favorite part now. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, you are so good to us. Thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for blessing us in so many ways. Father, we are so privileged to be able to enter into a relationship with you. Thank you for just loving us so much. Thank you for reaching out to us. Thank you for making yourself available. Father, help us. Help us to live according to your law. Help us always lead others closer to you. And grant us the strength to each day stay close to you. Please help those, Father, who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who might be struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those struggling financially, dealing with weather-related issues, as well as those who may be dealing with religious persecution. Please help them all. Help those who are living in extreme poverty or maybe even homeless. Help them, Father, to maintain a sense of peace, your peace, and help them to deal with whatever problem they are facing. Please bless our families. Bless those around us. Please use us to accomplish your work, to grow your kingdom. Please accept our own personal needs and intentions, whatever they may be. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations, and please put an end to abortion. We ask you to help us to elect officials, government officials, that abide by your law and not by their own desires. We ask for peace in the world. And Father, I present this show to you, and I ask you to speak through me and to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, thanks so much. Doesn't it feel good to pray, to talk to, and you should really make a point to do this. We'll talk about variety in the spiritual life in a couple of minutes. But try to make a point to speak to your Heavenly Father every day. Speak to Jesus, and speak to the Holy Spirit each day. All the members of the Trinity. And while you're at it, say hi to the Blessed Mother and to Saint Joseph. Doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Just share with them your concerns. Ask for help. Ask for them to stay with you, to reveal themselves to you. And each day, if you do that, over time, you're going to grow closer to all of those great folks. And I'm telling you, that is a fantastic thing to do. You're going to feel so much peace in your life if you do that. You are listening to The Gary Zimak Show. You guessed it, I'm Gary Zimak. We've been doing this show for over 5 years on Blog Talk Radio. We are now on iTunes and TuneIn Radio, too, so you can get the show in a number of different ways. It airs Monday through Friday. It's a 30-minute podcast each night. Every day, we talk about sacred scripture. I give you God's Word as written in the Bible every day on the program. That's the main feature of each show. And I love doing that because I don't want you to just hear me. I want you here to hear the Lord. And as Catholics, we believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. So I want to make sure that you're hearing God's Word. In addition, we have a number of other features on the program. I'm always changing them around. I go with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I want to make sure that the program is always fresh. I personally believe there's not another show like this on the air. So I'm going to do my best to continue to bring this program to you. If you have any questions, or if you would like me to come to your parish to speak, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Sound good? Alrighty, let's take a look at these readings. First reading is a little bit lengthy, but I'm telling you, it's powerful. We are continuing along with the saga of Elijah the prophet. Now, what's going on here is King Ahab is the king of Israel at the time. He had led the people to worship a pagan god, and the pagan god's name is Baal. And because of the fact that they turned away, the people turned away from the one true God and they were unfaithful to him, there's a drought going on. So that's what we've been hearing about for the past couple of days. Well, things are coming to a head now between Elijah and the prophets of Baal, right? Check this reading out. It's just really powerful. First book of Kings, chapter 18, verses 20 through 39. Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and had the prophets assemble on Mount Carmel. Elijah appealed to all the people and said, "How long will you straddle the issue? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal, follow him." The people, however, did not answer him. So Elijah said to the people, "I am the only surviving prophet of the Lord, and there are 450 prophets of Baal. Give us two young bulls. Let them choose one. Cut it into pieces and place it on the wood, but start no fire. I shall prepare the other and place it on the wood, but shall start no fire. You shall call on your gods, and I will call on the Lord. The God who answers with fire is God." All the people answered, "Agreed." Elijah then said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one young bull and prepare it first, for there are more of you. Call upon your gods, but do not start the fire. Taking the young bull that was turned over to them, they prepared it and called on Baal from morning to noon, saying, "Answer us, Baal," but there was no sound and no one answering. And they hopped around the altar they had prepared. When it was noon, Elijah taunted them, "Call louder, for he is a god and may be meditating, or may have retired, or may be on a journey. Perhaps he is asleep and must be awakened." They called out louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until blood gushed over them. Noon passed, and they remained in a prophetic state until the time for offering sacrifice. But there was not a sound. No one answered, and no one was listening. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." When the people had done so, he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been destroyed. He took 12 stones for the number of tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the Lord had said, "Your name shall be Israel." He built an altar in honor of the Lord with the stones, and made a trench around the altar large enough for 2 measures of grain. When he had arranged the wood, he cut up the young bull and laid it on the wood. "Fill 4 jars with water," he said, "and pour it over the burnt offering and over the wood." "Do it again," he said. And they did it again. "Do it a third time," he said, and they did it a third time. The water flowed around the altar, and the trench was filled with the water. At the time for offering sacrifice, the prophet Elijah came forward and said, "Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things by your command. Answer me, Lord. Answer me that this people may know that you, Lord, are God, and that you have brought them back to their senses." The Lord's fire came down and consumed the burnt offering, wood, stones, and dust, and it lapped up the water in the trench. Seeing this, all the people fell prostrate and said, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." Man, I'll tell you what, isn't that a good story? Now, if you're like me, the part that really got your attention is the part where Elijah starts taunting the prophets. Isn't that kind of funny what he's doing? And he's saying, well, call louder, for your God is a God, and he might be meditating, or may have retired, or may be on a journey. Perhaps he's asleep and must be awakened. And these guys are freaking out. Picture the scene. They're hopping around the altar. That's another crazy picture. I picture them doing the bunny hop or something around the altar. Can you imagine all these 450 prophets hopping like lunatics around the altar? Then they start slashing themselves until blood's gushing out of them. It's not a pretty sight. I mean, it's just hard to imagine what is going on here. But Elijah, see, he's got a lot of confidence in the Lord. And that's why he douses the sacrifice and the wood with water. If you're going to start a fire, what's the last thing that you're going to put on the wood? Water, right? Water's not going to help start a fire. Water is going to make it very difficult. Very difficult to start a fire. But Elijah had such confidence in God, and he knew that the Lord can do anything. With God, nothing is impossible. So he instructed the people to pour water on his altar. And what happened? The Lord called down fire. The Lord's fire came down, consumed the burnt offering, wood, stones, and dust. It lapped up all the water in the trench. And then what happened? The people said, "The Lord is God. The Lord is God." Oftentimes, the Lord will perform miracles so that we, unbelievers, people who doubt, so that we can realize that he really is God. He can do this in our lives. He doesn't always do it, but he can do this. Now, my question to you when you hear this is, do you have anywhere near the confidence in the Lord that Elijah did? And that doesn't mean to put him on the spot and to expect him to do magic or to do some great show for somebody else. But do you have confidence that in your life he can solve any problem that you face? You might be a little shaky, right? That's okay. Pray for the grace to have a stronger faith. Pray for a stronger faith. Pray for the faith that Elijah the prophet had. And remember, if God does something special in your life, and I think if you really analyze your life, and you really think about what's going on and what God has done, you'll find some instances of miracles in your life. They might not appear like miracles at first, but if you think about it, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, you'll find some instances of miracles. Then, make sure that you talk about them to other people. And give God the credit. Because here's what you want to do. You want to let your light shine. And if God has worked through you, you want to share that with other people so that they can see what he's done in your life. And that will draw them closer to the Lord. Just like with this miracle performed by the prophet Elijah. But this is what we want to do. We don't want to brush it off and say this is a coincidence. It was good. I got lucky. We want to give the Lord credit. So pray about that. Think about it in your own life. What instances of miraculous events have you seen when God has provided for you? And then make sure you share them with others. The psalm is, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope." Psalm 16, "Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. They multiply their sorrows who court other gods. Blood libations to them I will not pour out, nor will I take their names upon my lips. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights of your right hand forever." The Lord's got your back. With the Lord by your side, you have nothing to fear. Your biggest need in life is getting to heaven. You can't do that without his help. But with his help, Jesus already redeemed you. Jesus already opened the gates of heaven. With his help, with him taking you by the hand and helping you, that's possible for you to live forever in heaven. Please, 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 don't let a day go by when you don't think about that. You want to think about that every day. And you want to thank the Lord, even if you don't feel it. A lot of times you don't feel grateful. Well, you can pray for a greater sense of gratitude for what God has done for you. You can pray for that. But in the meantime, you can thank him, even if you don't feel like it. You can be thankful even if you're not feeling like it. Okay, let's look at the gospel from Matthew. We're still on the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to be there for a while. Sermon on the Mount is Matthew 5, 6, and 7, three chapters. We're in Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of the letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Now here's another great example. When you break one of the commandments, one of the teachings of the church, and other people see you, you're setting a horrible example. You're telling people, and it's really bad. I see parents do this with their children. Look, I slip up too. I say things that I shouldn't say. I let my kids see me get angry. That's bad. I need to work on that. Because we are responsible, especially with our children, for setting a good example. For showing them how a Christian should live. This goes for our coworkers. This goes for our friends, our spouses. We have an obligation because people are watching us. Like Jesus said yesterday, we need to let our light shine. This is what happened in the first reading. Elijah, full of confidence with God, showed how much he believed in the Lord. He showed what faith he had. And God came through for him, and people were amazed. People were amazed and recognized the Lord as the one true God. What are you doing in your life to lead people to the Lord? Are you faithful to the teachings of the church? This is a sore subject with a lot of Catholics today, because somehow many people think that the church and the church's rules, the church's teachings, don't apply to them. Well, guess what? They do. Christ founded a church. He speaks through that church. If you're a follower of Christ, you will love the teachings of his church. It's so important. And it's the only way you are going to experience peace. So let me just assure you of that. If you think you're going to experience peace and pick and choose what teachings of the church you're going to follow, you're not. You're never going to have peace. You never are going to be doing what Christ wants you to do. He founded a church to help you get to heaven. Please take advantage of what the church teaches. It's such a blessing. So the Lord is with us. The Lord helps us and guides us, lets us know what it is that we should do. There's still plenty of decisions you have to make that the church doesn't specifically rule on. But man, we have got such a beautiful framework. We are so blessed to be Catholic. Make sure you take advantage of that great gift. All right, let's talk about variety in the spiritual life. This is from the book My Daily Bread by Father Anthony Paone. We've got a couple of short meditations here. The first is a message. The way this works is first is the message that could be coming from Christ. So I want you to think about this when it comes to variety in the spiritual life. What's your spiritual routine like each day? You listen to this program, that's cool. You don't have to change that. I like that. How do you pray? Where do you pray? When do you pray? What prayers do you pray? Listen to this. My child, not everyone can make use of the same spiritual exercises. One devotion suits this person, while another suits that person. At times, a change of spiritual exercises will do you good. Some devotions will help on ordinary days, and others will be more helpful on holy days. You may need one type of spiritual activity in a time of temptation and another in a time of peace. A man likes certain thoughts when he's sad, but in time of spiritual joy, he prefers other thoughts. Variety in your spiritual life will help you live a richer life and a holier one. Make your spiritual goals and your resolutions according to the spirit of different seasons of the church calendar. Plan your interior life as one who is eager to give me better service. Live as one who looks forward to heaven. So see, there's that reminder of looking forward to heaven. Think of death as the gateway to heaven. Learn to look upon your earthly life as a great opportunity to make a worthy preparation for heaven. If I have not called you yet, consider that it's because you're not yet well enough prepared to receive the heavenly glory which is being reserved for you. Then plan how to prepare yourself for the heavenly reward. Never forget the words, "Blessed is that servant whom the Lord shall find watching when he comes. Indeed, I tell you, he will place him over all his possessions." So look at your spiritual life. See if there's some things you can change up. Maybe you could start journaling. Maybe you could pray the Liturgy of the Hours. Maybe you could reread the daily Mass readings that we do here. Maybe you can go to daily Mass. Maybe you could find some quiet time, take a walk. Juggle things around. Don't let your spiritual life get stagnant. I think you'll find that's really helpful to change things up, to maybe ask the Holy Spirit to help you to better pray each day. How can I better pray, Holy Spirit? What can I do? And he'll answer you. It might take a little time. You might need to try a few things, but I think it will be very beneficial. Something to think about. It is so easy to fall into a routine and stick to it. Many go on day after day doing the same old things in the same old way. Variety makes life interesting, yet too few have the ambition and energy to put variety into their daily lives. In prayer, I shall try to learn various methods in case I need them to avoid the dullness of routine. I can read the lives of the saints and see where I can make a few changes in my own spiritual life. My spiritual director, if you have one, can give you ideas on how to freshen your zeal for God's glory and for the help of my neighbor. Finally, this prayer, O Holy Spirit, my God and sanctifier, grant me light to see how I can make my daily life more fruitful in doing good. Let me not fall into a rut and stay there. Life's a glorious opportunity to do great things, to become more like you, my God, by the good and love which I can give to others. Help me to see more ways of increasing the good in my daily life. Give me the unselfishness and strength to do good for your sake. Amen. I am completely out of time. I got to run. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you.